Chazor zeichen neshu b'bachas yicheskel shagam levam Yehuda mesechel b'sachem daf tes vav. Mishlokish shenem of Bakapora said the basis of Rameir's halacha in the Mishnah is the halacha of Rabbi Yeshua. Which halacha of Rabbi Yeshua are we talking about? For the Gemara, it can't be the halacha from a Mishnah where he says that if truma becomes a suffik tame, we may take the truma and leave it in a compromising position so that we may cause it to become tame with certainty. Meaning, there's no need to guard against it becoming vaday tame. Why can't that be? Because there he's not directly causing the truma to become tame. However, in Rabbi Meir's case, Rabbi Meir allows him to actually directly make it tame. So that can't be the mikar of Rabbi Meir's halacha. Rather, it's the halacha from another Mishnah. But Rabbi Yeshua argues with Rabbi Eliezer and says, if Tara Truma wine is spilling into Tomei Chulin wine, and there's no way to save even a revius of the Truma wine from becoming Tomei because he has no Tara Kalim, Lamashal, so one may try and catch the Truma in Tomei Kalim to prevent it from mixing with the Chulin and making the Chulin unusable as well. We see that he holds that if the truma is unusable, it's headed to the tamei chulin, one may make it tamei even directly. Based on that, Rameh said that the chametz truma, which is also to eat and therefore unusable, may be made even directly tamei by burning it together with the tamei items. If this is the base of Rameh's opinion, why does Mishnah say it's based on Divrehem, their words? It should be based on his words, Dvarov. Rameh says it's based on Rabbi Yeshua's words as part of his machlekes with Rabbi Yezra, so therefore we call it their words. Rav Nachman Rav also said that Rameh based his opinion on the halacha of Rabbi Yeshua. Rav asked him that from a braisa that explains Rabbi Yossi's response to Rav Meir. The braisa explains to Rabbi Yossi, to Rav Meir, you can't learn your halacha from Rabbi Chanina because in that case both pieces of meat were already tamei. You can't learn your halacha from Rabbi Akiva because over there, the oil was possible, which also, you know, somewhat tummy as well. Obviously, Rav Meir is basing his opinion on them, which is why Rabbi Yossi was saying that it's not correct to do so. So how can you say he's not basing his opinion on them? Rabbi Yossi thought that Rav Meir is basing his opinion on them. When he was told that the opinion was based on Rabbi Yeshua, he then asked, Rabbi Yeshua agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that Torah and Tomei Truma must be burned separately. Rabbi Yeshua's halacha with the Truma wine falling into the Chulin wine seems to be a perfect comparison to Rameh's case of Chametz. Why does Rabbi Eliezer think that it's not a good comparison? Mara says it could be that it's allowed in the case of wine to prevent the loss of the Chulin wine. In the case of the Chametz, there is no loss that we're trying to prevent. Maybe that's why we wouldn't allow it. The loss of having to use more firewood for a second fire, that's considered to be insignificant and therefore wouldn't be considered a real loss. Machloikis is in the sixth hour when the Chametz is only also derabbanon. In that case, Rameh says you're allowed to burn tar truma with tamei truma. Rabbi Yossi says it has to be burned separately. However, once the seventh hour begins, when the chametz is ready also deraisa, even Rabbi Yossi would agree you can burn tar truma with tamei truma all together. The iser on the truma puts it on even standing with the tamei, and therefore they can be burned together. Rav Zeri asks Rav Asi from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says that Rameh only permits burning the tar with the tamei during the sixth hour. It shows Rav Chanina must be the basis of Rameh's halacha. He will say that Rav Chanina is discussing a case where the sheni meat was only tamei derabbanon. We see that derabbanon is enough to allow the tar to be burned with the tamei. If his basis was Rabbi Yeshua's case with the wine, it would need an iser derabbanon to be burned, and could even be therefore be burned even together with the tamei truma even before the sixth hour. Rav Asi said in Achanami, this is correct. So tomorrow we can bring a proof that Rabbi Yossi would agree that Torah Truma may be burned with Tamei Truma beginning in the seventh hour. Why? Because in the Brayse quoted earlier, Rabbi Yossi brought down the sheet of Beis Hillel that Pigel, Noiser, and Tamei may all be burned together. Presumably his point is that something that's also Deraisa, like Pigel and Noiser, may be burned with Tamei, but something that's only also Derabbanon, like Chametz and during the sixth hour, may not. Mara says, no, it could be that Pigel and Noiser may be burned with Tamei because the Brayse said, it could be that Pigel and Noiser may be burned with Tamei because the Brayse says that they themselves are Tamei Derabbanon. However, Chametz in the sixth hour, although it's also Derabbanon, it's not Tamei at all, and therefore maybe you would not allow them to be burned along with Tamei items. Mara says, a Brayse which must follow Rabbi Yossi says that inedible, like moldy bread, tar truma may be burned with tamei truma. Based on this, in the seventh hour, when it's also deraisa, it will be considered inedible, and therefore it will be allowed to be burned with tamei items. This is a proof that Rabbi Yossi would agree with Rameh in the seventh hour. Again, the Gemara says it could be that he says that only in regard to moldy bread, because that's truly inedible and equivalent to dirt. However, when something is inedible due to an iser, it could be that he would not allow it to be burned with tamei items. If the basis to Rav Meir's halacha is Rav Chanina, why does Rav Yossi bring down the machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer? Mar says Rav Yossi was telling Rav Meir that even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who is lenient and allows Safik Tamei to be burned along with Vadei Tamei, it would be usher to burn Torah Truma with Tamei Truma together. In fact, if Rabbi Yossi agrees that an Isser would allow the Torah to be burned with the Tamei, although according to him it would have to be an Isser Deraisa, have to wait till the seventh hour, but Rav Chanina's case, which we said is talking about a Tumah Deraisa on the piece that's a Sheni, is a perfect comparison to the case of Chametz. Why did Rabbi Yossi say it's not a good comparison? Rav Yirmiya said, Rav Chanina's case is talking about where the Sheni meat became Tamei from a liquid that itself became Tamei from a Sheretz. Rav Meir says that liquids can only make other things Tamei Derabbanan, and therefore this is only a case of a Derabbanan. Rav Yossi says that liquids can make other things Tamei Deraisa, and therefore, this case is one of the Raisa. Therefore, according to Rav Meir, the case is a perfect comparison to the Chametz, which is only also Drabbanon. But according according to Rabbi Yossi, it is not.